This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. The nation's labor market continues to improve, at least in the private sector. The Labor Department said today that U.S. companies added new jobs to their payrolls in April at a rate not seen in 5 years. But the new numbers also came with a statistical fluke that has economists scratching their heads. Even though employers added nearly a quarter of a million jobs, the unemployment rate actually went up. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Before the release of today's report, there were signs suggesting the air was going out of the labor market. But the numbers turned out to be better than most people expected. Employers added 244,000 jobs to their payrolls in April, which is above the number needed to keep pace with population growth. And the Labor Department also said job creation was better than first thought in February and March. Austin Goolsbee is chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisors.
The last 3 months, we've added more than a quarter million jobs on average every month. That's very heartening, and the fact that it was really across a whole lot of different industries.
There was growth in practically every sector of the economy, including healthcare, retail, and manufacturing. Professional and business services added 51,000 jobs. The electronics and engineering giant Siemens has seen an increase in orders. Daryl Delaney, president and CEO of Siemens Industry, says the company is actively recruiting employees, especially in skilled fields like engineering.
We have at present over 3,000 job openings. So the growth in the business is really driving the job growth. We have added about 1,000 new job openings in just the last 2 quarters.
The report sent stock prices soaring, though they later reversed most of their gains. For all of the positive news in the report, it also contained a paradox. Even though the number of payroll jobs increased, the nation's unemployment rate rose from 8.8 to 9%. Most economists consider the payroll number a better indicator of how the labor market is faring. Labor economist Heidi Shierholz of the Economic Policy Institute says there's no clear explanation for why the numbers diverge. But she says no matter what is happening, the job market still has a long way to go to fully recover.
It is still a very inhospitable environment for job seekers right now. We still have over 4 unemployed workers for every job opening.
Today's report came after weeks of disappointing economic news. Just last week, the government said the growth rate slowed sharply during the first 3 months of the year. Meanwhile, the number of people filing unemployment claims has been rising. These reports had suggested that the recovery might not be as strong as expected. The April jobs report has helped ease such fears, but hasn't eliminated them altogether. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.